This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We told you yesterday about how maybe drivers are relying on all the new semi-autonomous technology in cars right now, just a bit too much, not paying quite enough attention out there. The flip side of that coin is that the fully self-driving cars of the not-too-distant future might be just what the next generation of drivers, passengers, I guess, might be just what they need. Marketplace's Erica Barris has that one.
Juan Perez knows teenagers. He's been managing boys and girls clubs all over western Pennsylvania for years.
What's up, Eagle? What's going on?
And he's seen a lot of change.
When I was a kid, you got your license as the day you could. It was a rite of passage, you know, once you got to a certain age.
But for teens these days,
it's not a priority.
Perez says social media has seen to that.
A lot of their world, they're exploring right from their bed, you know, right from their fingertips on their phone, on a laptop, on a tablet.
The economics of driving have also changed since Perez was a teenager, especially for kids under 18. States now require more supervised hours on the road before you can get a full license. Driver's ed can cost hundreds of dollars. Then, once you have a license, there's insurance and gas and access to a car. Robert Foss runs the Center for the Study of Young Drivers at the University of North Carolina.
It's much harder for a teenager to be able to afford a car or pay for the costs of driving than was the case 20 years ago.
And it can be harder still for teenagers of color. According to the most recent data from AAA, two-thirds of white teenagers have a license by age 18, compared to 37% of black teenagers and 29% of Hispanic teens. Part of the driving decline is a result of the financial crisis, when it was harder for young people to get jobs. But, says Robert Fuentes with the Eno Center for Transportation,
now that we have seen the economy begin to recover, teen driving is ticking back up again, but it's still much less prevalent than it was 30 or 40 years ago.
Back then, nearly half of 16-year-olds had a license. By 2014, it was down to about 25%. 16-year-old Rodrigo Corral lives in suburban Pittsburgh. For him, it may as well still be 2014.
I am driving age. I just have not gotten my permit yet.
Corral would like to be able to drive to school and sports and his volunteer job here at the Boys and Girls Club. He's even saved up enough for a used car.
A car is a one-time thing, but meanwhile, insurance is almost about $300 per month for a driver under 18, and that's just so much, especially to take on at this age.
Juan Perez runs financial literacy workshops here and says getting a good job can become a bigger problem if kids delay driving too long, especially in areas without good public transportation, like suburban Pittsburgh.
There aren't many options for them to work locally, so it kind of limits what they can do. They could work at the supermarket that's down the street or the factory that's down the street, but there's no banking jobs, for example. There's no technology jobs.
So Perez encourages teens to get their permits, even if they don't get a license until they're 18, when requirements change and insurance rates drop. That's what Rodrigo Corral's planning.
I would get the permit, and then I would keep the permit until I'm 18.
By that time, it may also be easier for Corral to clear another common roadblock, nervous parents, like Rodrigo's mom, Jane.
He's a big, heavy texter on his phone sometimes, so it's kind of worries me that he might be on his phone or something while driving, and that's a big proponent for me to say not right now.
So for right now, Rodrigo Corral will just have to endure one of the many indignities of being a teenager, getting carted around by mom and dad. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.